Test 72, Section 3, Question 7. And with this one, we're looking for the flaw in the argument. It says, in one study, hospital patients' immune systems grew stronger when they viewed comic videos. So basically, immune system improved when they watched funny videos. This indicates that laughter can aid recovery from illness. So basically, laughter can help. But much greater gains in immune system strength occurred when the patient whose tendency to laugh was greater to begin with. So you got more benefit when you were more of a natural laugher. So hospital patients with a greater tendency to laugh are helped more in their recovery from illness even when they laugh a little than other patients are helped when they laugh a greater amount. Now that conclusion, I went, what? Where did we get the thing about laughing more or laughing less? When all we know is that when they're all shown videos, those who laugh more naturally tend to be more impacted. But we don't know that necessarily that they will get more benefit from less laughter than those who laugh a little get when they laugh a lot. So that's kind of the problem here, is that we don't have any basis for comparison between different volumes or different amounts of laughter. So, A, overlooks the possibility that patients whose tendency to laugh was greater to begin with laughed more at comic videos than did other patients. Maybe, I said, I'm not really sure what that means, but it seems okay. It talks about laughing more. Fails to address adequately the possibility that patients whose tendency to laugh was greatest to begin with already had stronger immune systems than the other patients. Well, okay, maybe that could also do it. And then presumes without justification that hospital patients have immune systems representative of those of the entire population. No, because it's only, the conclusion is only about hospital patients, so it's not about the general population. Takes for granted the gains in immune system strength did not themselves influence the patient's tendency to laugh. In this case, I don't think that it takes for granted that they didn't influence, and then presumes without justification that the patients whose tendency to laugh was greatest to begin with recovered from illness more rapidly than the other patients. We don't necessarily know that it's more rapid, we just know that they are it can aid their immune systems grew stronger when they viewed comic videos. So here, obviously, there was something that wasn't quite clear in the passage, and so I needed to go back because there were two answers I held on to, and this is one of the things that I just want to illustrate. When you get it down to two answers, you always go back to the passage first. Don't reread the answers. If they looked good a minute ago, they'll probably both look good now. You need to go back and get more information with which to answer the questions. So, in one study, hospital patients' immune systems grew stronger when the patients viewed comic videos. So your immune system is growing stronger. This indicates that laughter can aid recovery from illness. Okay, so it's saying laughter creates stronger immune system and therefore it can aid in illness recovery. Much greater gains in immune system strength occurred in the patients whose tendency to laugh was greater to begin with. So those who had a greater tendency to laugh, their immune system showed a greater increase. So hospital patients with a greater tendency to laugh are helped more in their recovery from illness, even when they laugh a little, than other patients are helped when they laugh to a greater amount. So we have another issue going on here in that we're jumping from immune system increase or strength increase to help in recovery. So, if we look back at the two that we were looking at now, overlooks the possibility that patients whose tendency to laugh was greater to begin with laughed more at the comic videos than did other patients. And this looks pretty good because as we look at that, that's saying, look, you never really ruled out the idea that they might have been laughing more in the first place. You're assuming that less laughter by the ones who naturally laughed more would have the same effect, and it could be that they're just laughing more when they see them. Whereas B fails to address adequately the possibility that for patients whose tendency to laugh was greatest to begin with already had stronger immune systems. Well, the passage specifically said much greater gains in immune system strength occurred in patients whose tendency to laugh was greater to begin with. So we don't really care whether they started higher. They also showed a greater increase. And so that's not really a flaw to address, fail to address the possibility that they started higher because it is about a rate of change. And so therefore, answer choice A is the better answer choice here and becomes our correct one.